As promised, we roll into our second segment today. We are joined by an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com, host of the Be More Opinionated podcast, the proud owner of a pair of Gary V. K-Swiss kicks, the man who will forever be known as the first guest on the CBS Sports Network Jungle Simulcast, Jason Lockenfora is my guest. GLC, what's going on? How are you?
I'm well. I'm not worthy of that introduction, but I'll take it, Jim.
You are, dude. How's your summer going?
It's good. It's over, but it was good. It was good. Got to the O's game last night with my kids, and I'm off to Philadelphia in the morning, and we'll start bopping around the country seeing football. I was lucky to have living here in Baltimore. The Ravens opened last week, so I was able to get a bunch of their practices last week, and now it's time to hit the road. So, no, I can't complain. All good here. Yourself?
Good. Really good. Really, really good, GLC. Listen, one quick follow on the O's. Since they're currently 29-73, they've got a very good look at somehow getting to 75 losses before they get to 30 wins, right?
Yeah.
So what's the summer been like for you as an O's fan?
Just waiting for these trades, man. You know, I tried to mentally brace my kids, especially my 11-year-old son, that this was coming. We've been talking about it for a year. But watching the All-Star game with them when, you know, when Manny leaves the field in that game and, you know, all the reports are out there, like to see that look on his face, like he knew I'm never going to see this guy in an Orioles uniform again. He didn't even want to watch the rest of the game. He just went up to bed, and, you know what I mean? He's like, I'm good. I'm just going to go. I'm going to shut it down. And Zach Britton, I mean, of this era of Orioles, I mean, no one has been just a better guy, better human being than him. And it was inevitable. They had to do these things. I'm glad they've done these things. But it definitely, the especially my little guys, like it, you know, it's a bit of a new era for them where they really see the business of sports firsthand.
I mean, I don't even know how you explain that, right? I remember when I was 11. I know you do too, man. You take that stuff hard. That sucks. That's
yeah.
A tough thing to get your kids through. So I get that. All right, so let me talk football for a minute. I remember, or I want to get your reaction to Todd Gurley's extension with the Rams, Jason. What did you make of that? And then what do you think Le'Veon Bell's reaction was to it?
Well, I would just say let's all just take a breather here and look at the actual language of the contract. I mean, the initial reports of these things invariably come from the agents, and the agents will conflate, inflate, invent, or, you know, boast. And then you see what it actually is when you read the fine print, and a lot of times it's not that. There is broad skepticism around the league, including the front offices of Le'Veon Bell and of David Johnson, that he got $45 million fully guaranteed at signing. Now, maybe he did. I don't know. And once it's entered in the NFLPA system and once it's entered in the NFL Management Council system and you see the whole contract, you know, then we'll see how much of a bar raiser it is. Certainly, look, him just, you know, getting 15 a year, which is, you know, Le'Veon Bell could have got 45 for three. So him getting that after 3 years and not having to play out a fifth-year option and a franchise tag, that alone is a win for him and a win for those creme de la creme running backs. But is it the guaranteed money game changer? We're going to find out in the next 48 hours once everybody gets a look at the actual contract itself. But good for him. I mean, that's if I'm Todd Gurley, I'm doing cartwheels whether it is $45 million fully guaranteed or not. He doesn't have to mess with those other, the tag and the fifth-year option hanging over his head. And if I'm Aaron Donald, I'm waiting for my press conference because there's no way. I mean, you live out there, Jim. There's no way these guys with LeBron being out there now and everything going on and Manny being out there now and the star culture that it is, there's no way that Kevin Demoff and those guys running the Rams give this money to Cooks and Gurley if they don't have another blank check from Stan Kroenke in their back pocket to take care of the best player on their football team.
No chance. No chance. Everybody else there is getting paid. They've done all the other deals. They got to take care of that guy. We know this, no doubt. Jason Lockenfora joining us. All right, so Josh Gordon announced earlier this week that he would not be with the Browns at the start of training camp, and there seems to be some mystery surrounding that situation. What do you know about that?
Well, it's obviously highly unusual. And you talk to anybody close to him, you know, they'll tell you that he's got a lot of medical professionals in his life. You know, he's got, doctors who have helped him through his rehab and recovery, and that at this point he's being advised to stay away. There's rumblings around the league that some of that has to do maybe with them being on Hard Knocks and all those camera crews being everywhere and that being an unusual seen by any stretch, and especially with the Browns coming off a winless season, and that there's rumblings maybe that has something to do with it, or maybe he's just not ready to be back into that locker room full throttle right now. Whatever it is, you know, let's check back in a couple weeks. I think we'll know more then. How long are the Browns going to kind of stand by this? At what point do they cut bait? And it's shocking to a lot of people around the league that he's still on their roster. I mean, it really is, just given how many regimes this dates back and all the baggage and all the issues. And at some point, there's a way where you can stand behind the individual and the human being and support his recovery and his mental health with your actual resources and with your, you know, your love and support. But he can't be among the 53 guys that you're counting on week in, week out, because the track record is what it is. And at some point, you would think a fresh start would be important for him and maybe even necessary. But right now, you know, the league is basically saying nothing to see here. The Browns are saying we're cool with this, nothing to see here. And, you know, his messaging is I just need a little more time. But a lot, again, most organizations, if not all, I think would have moved on long ago.
Jason, looking forward to joining us. All right, before you go, you and I spoke after the draft. You were all over the Ravens drafting Lamar Jackson and what that meant for the team in the long term. So I'm curious, what's the vibe been like at the facility with him under center, and how is Joe Flacco handling all of this?
I think Joe's handled it exceptionally well. Joe has a lot of self-confidence, and Joe hasn't been good for several years now, but he also hasn't been healthy for several years now, and he hasn't anything around him for several years now. And he sort of bristles a little bit at the notion that this lit a fire under him, but there's no doubt that he looks better than he has in a while. Maybe he would have done that just because he's healthy and able to work out more and all that this year, and maybe not. But I think he defers to the kid and the kid's athleticism and what the kid could be, I think, with aplomb. But he also gets his messaging out there that, hey, this is still my team, and they haven't pried it out of my hands yet, and they are paying me, you know, $20-plus million to throw footballs for him this year, and I have won a Super Bowl, and I don't think you've seen the best of me yet. We'll see. I think they'll be better, Jim, but there also is no debate that Lamar Jackson, I mean, I was out there for a couple practices last week. I was out there in the spring for OTAs. He's the best athlete on that football team. And given the state of that offense the last 5 years, there's no way they're keeping him off the field entirely. He's going to be on the field with Flacco. He's going to be on the field a little bit without Flacco at times too. And we'll have to see what that means come the end of the year and if this team's competitive and if he does get a start or two. But I don't see Joe Flacco back here in 2019. I don't see him making another $26 million and counting $25-plus million against their cap moving forward. And you know, Lamar from week one on, Lamar Jackson very well could be the first rookie quarterback who throws a pass this year, because I'm not sure. I wouldn't bank on any of the other ones absolutely starting week one, and I would bank on him at least seeing the field in some capacity week one.
Well, I have to think so. Jason Locken for my guest. One last thought. As long as we're talking quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo has been getting a ton of hype in the offseason. He still has not played half a season as a starter. Yeah. How do you think he shows up in 2018, and does he live up to the immense hype?
I don't know. I mean, some people think that could be a potential, you know, deep into the playoffs. You know, I don't know if anybody's saying Super Bowl or not. I haven't read all the predictions that are starting to come out. But certainly there's a hype train there that doesn't just stop, you know, at the regular season and December. Do I think they're ready to do all that? I don't know, but I also wouldn't bet against the cast around him, starting with Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Shanahan's going to put a lot of people on that football field in the best position to succeed from an offensive standpoint week in, week out. I thought they started making strides on defense last year, and they've added a lot of top picks over there. If those guys can stay out of trouble, big if in some instances. But, you know, they could be ready to take the jump. And I do think Garoppolo's the real deal. I don't think they had any choice but to pay him what they paid him. And the fact that he's got that marriage now, they got him in there early last year. They got a lot of the learning out of the way. They didn't play him too soon. And Kyle knows exactly what he has there. I'd be a little worried if I'm facing them. You know, it's going to be fun watching them against that Rams defense. I truly think, you know, Kyle Shanahan's going to have that offense humming.
Jason Lockenfora, NFL Insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. Remember, he's also the host of the Be More Opinionated podcast and the first ever guest on the CBS Sports Network Jungle Simulcast. JLC, great to have you back. Really looking forward to seeing you in person in New York. Have a great, well, your summer's over, bro.
Yeah.
So have a great life.
Me in the rental car, my new best friend. I'll be talking to you, brother.
You got it, man. Thanks, Jason. Take care, bud. Jason Lockenfora, his best new friend, the rental car. So his summer's already over.